When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
I would like you guys to please watch the video now.
Oh, we've got invisible text. Oh, this is beautiful. Okay, Mac is holding documents. This is so loud in my ears. Mac is holding documents. She's got a picture that would appear to potentially be a passport photo. She's crying. She's crying outside of an official looking office.
Are you actually crying?
Young Ashley is still with us.
And
I
we
don't
thank
want
God.
Young Ashley to ever leave us.
We thank God for that.
I don't know how my staff is going to feel having a poster of me looking over their shoulder as they do their work.
Wait, they haven't seen it yet?
No, they haven't seen it yet.
Hey! That is my favorite sweater of yours, Mac, every single time.
Thank you. It's my girlfriend's.
Every single time.
Well, I guess what is it?
We've combined closets, so.
For
sure. I
don't
know.
Same size, same sex relationships. Very.
Same size?
Yeah, I guess she's a little smaller.
A little smaller?
Mac, so wait, you and your girlfriend have been technically living together now for a bunch of months, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Even though you're not in your apartment.
June. Yeah.
So how is that? How is that going? Because neither of you have ever lived with a partner before, right?
I've lived with a partner before, but she has not. It's been great, honestly. It's hard to tell really without a permanent living space, I think. Like, I think it's going to be different when we get into that routine. Hopefully better, because I go kind of crazy when I don't have, like, routines established. And I haven't had, like, any for the past 6 months, but I think so far it's been great. I mean, we like set up roles that we each handle, and
you guys have a chore wheel.
Yeah,
we don't have a chore wheel.
What do you mean?
How did you set up the roles?
Yeah, I'm curious to hear about this.
I just kind of do everything that I normally do because it makes me feel calm, and then she does the rest.
Okay, so just like natural kind of flow.
Like in the morning when I wake up, I like to do the dishes. It's like very relaxing for me, and it like gets my morning started. I don't like to do them the night before. I don't know why. I like to
do you hand wash dishes?
No, I just like clean them and then put them in the dishwasher, which I know is controversial because some people just put them in the dishwasher.
Here's the thing, though,
I clean them first.
I used to be a clean them first. You actually should leave them dirty.
A waste of water.
Really?
Yeah, because I read, and when I say I read, I mean a 23-year-old that I was hooking up with during my slut era told me something that she learned on a TikTok. She told me that you have to, you put them in and leave them dirty. And the something with the matter actually helps the cleaning process. And I really didn't want her, to be right, but she was in fact correct.
I'll do a rinse of something that will dry on and like not come off in the dishwasher.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, no, you don't wash them before putting them in the dishwasher, Mac.
Experts
I just
say
assumed it wouldn't clean good.
Washington Post, now I can back it up. Forget about that 23-year-old that I was slutting around with. Hold on.
No, I trust her more.
Citation.
Okay. Experts say don't pre-rinse your dishes. We put that to this test. Washington Post. Mm-hmm. Should not be rinsed. Experts agree.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get cleaner. There's something
just
about
saved
the
me so much time.
There's I don't know what it is. There's
and
something
water.
About having the organic matter in there that I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah. And it works.
I just love, now I get to sit like this and I could just see my ring on my thing.
If you guys missed last week's episode, that's fucking crazy because the clickbait was wild. Elena got engaged.
That's the name of the episode from last week. Anyway, hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Ashley, your hair looks amazing.
As it normally does.
I know,
it always looks this way.
You take the hat off and I can't even, it's like,
you don't get
woman.
Hat hair. Like, no. Did you take the hat off? It's bad. But like, when you take the hat off, it's like more. Okay, thank you, Lynn.
No, no, me. I'm no, no, no.
It's so bad. No, Mac, it is so bad. I've seen it, and it's so bad.
My hat hair is really bad. Not as bad as Mac's.
That reminds me of one of my pet peeves.
What? People? I need to leave and come back. Mac, I can't see you. I'm sorry. One sec.
That reminds me of one of my pet peeves.
Do you have any binoculars?
Okay, we're right back.
What were we talking about?
One of my pet peeves.
Yeah, one of Mac's pet peeves.
Friends that knock their friends' hats off their head.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because they think it's funny.
Don't do that.
I hate
Who
that
Who is doing
shit.
This?
Guys, it happens all the time. Maybe it's more of like a boy thing, but like people, yeah, honestly,
and,
yeah.
And small town
that
Manitoba.
Sounds like a young man who can't express why he's attracted to you.
Yeah.
That sounds like a man struggling that he's attracted
that
to a masculine woman.
Yes. That sounds like, oh, he just likes you. He's pulling your hair because he likes you. He's mean
That's
to you because
to
he likes you.
The only person that this would be good for is Ashley. If a guy came up to Ashley and hit her hat off her head, it would be hot teacher moment. Hot teacher taking off the glasses moment.
Did you guys see my Instagram post where I take off my hat during the set because the audience is just screaming at me to take it off?
No.
It's my latest
clip.
Can
you watch it right
now? Wait, but I actually need to know because I can't picture it. I can see Ashley in completely two different extremes. What would happen if somebody came up to you in the street and like disrespected you like that? Like, what
I'd
would
kill
them.
That's
what I mean. I'm like, York. I'm like, either I can totally see Ashley going full Zen mode. Or are you like from New York and you're gonna like
what's the
disrespect? In the middle of the street?
In the middle of the street. I don't know, like someone walks up to you and like gets in your face
Is
and flicks your hat off your head. Yeah.
Dude, I think she'd fight back.
That's what I can picture both.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If it happened in New York versus if it happened like you're out traveling and it's like a smaller city.
Okay, true. That's
you know what I'm pretty good at?
Complicating, but in New York.
I'm pretty good at like being scary without I give a really good do not fuck with me. I give a very
Can
good
Can you do it right now or you can't do it unprovoked?
No, I can't do it unprovoked.
Uh-oh.
But you know what I mean? Because like when you grow up as a woman in New York and honestly, my mom, for all her faults, did teach me and my sister this at a really young age.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to fuck with someone if they know, even if they know they can win, they don't want to fuck with someone who's like gonna fuck up their shit. You know what I mean? Like someone who's gonna make a lot of noise, someone who's gonna like whatever.
Yeah.
So
I just realized the through line between all my types.
What?
And it's Ashley.
And you saying that, which is a problem.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm turning red.
What's going on?
I think you just said something that tickled Elena's fancy.
What?
You just tickled my brain a little bit. I'm bright red.
What is going on? I don't know what I did. What did I do?
You got like hot.
You did
like
the whole like you
don't
just
fuck with me.
Yeah,
like,
don't
nobody
fuck with
fucks
me.
With me.
Yeah, you said I can put on a pretty good don't
Ashley's
fuck with me.
Ashley's just as shocked as you are.
I'm like, this is what's happening. I'm in shock a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Elena, you left you me and now okay? You're engaged, so I don't like know what we're supposed to do.
I think we have to end the podcast. it's
just me.
This can't.
Yeah. It's just me and Ashley's poster.
Yeah. That's the thing, is like the person, it's like there is a don't fuck
Welcome
with me
to the Chosen Family
vibe.
Podcast, where mom and dad are flirting again, even though they probably shouldn't be.
Even though it's toxic.
Even though it's so toxic.
It went
so
wrong.
Edward and Bella right now.
It went so wrong the first time. Yeah,
I was enjoying it.
This is so Jacob and Bella right now is what this is.
I found it really validating.
Okay, I'm glad. And like you got the hat off and your hair is looking all beautiful. This is a moment for me. Wow.
What is going on?
I don't know. You got your face. You were not joking when you said that you can do a good don't fuck with me.
I'm not joking.
I know. And that's, I think that was the problem.
I'm your father, Ashley Gavin.
And I'm your mom, Elena Joy.
I'm your hot teenage brother, Mac.
Baby. Mac is baby. Mac and anybody could fuck with.
I was about to say, what do you guys think that I would be like? Guys, no, that's not. If somebody came up to me in the street and hit my hat off.
Listen to your voice
crud,
right now.
Why did you do that?
Guys.
Crud, why did you do that?
but you did a pretty good bad cop that one time.
That's true. Listen, you if did I was a pretty my good girlfriend, I wouldn't cop. Have to worry about it. Because she's Persian and she would just.
Oh, your girlfriend would totally be the don't fuck with me.
I have a very black cat girlfriend.
She's the don't fuck with me one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is a thing that's on the internet right now. Black cat, golden retriever couples.
Yeah. I can see. Yeah.
What was I going to say?
Sorry. Yeah. I completely derailed what you were.
All of us are black cat, golden retriever couples, I believe.
That's true. I could see
you
that.
Guys, would any of you disagree? I would say we have a golden retriever with Ashley and other Ashley. And Jen is a black cat.
No, I think no, Jen's more opposite. Of the golden no, retriever. No, Jen is the golden the retriever. Black cat.
For sure, Jen is the golden retriever.
Yeah.
Are you guys for real?
Yes.
You guys are completely disregarding the entire other side of Ashley.
Sorry, did you just see Ashley be a black cat?
Unfortunately.
What?
Oh, dude, what? There's a How whole you, other side to
when
you.
When people fuck with me, that's what I do. I just give a quick.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. So maybe whatever you're a was switch. Happening just now is cured for me. So thanks. Thanks for that. Actually, you fixed it.
The whole fan base has it the ick now. Like I can't watch anymore. If no, it wasn't the cancellation,
I'm just
it was
back to
the,
finding you endearing and adorable. That's what I mean.
Wait,
not the ick.
You guys,
back to endearing.
You guys
and adorable.
See what you think Elena and her girlfriend are, so that I can agree with whatever you say.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's say. Tell me what you think.
Interesting.
What do you think, Ashley?
Okay, I just assumed that that Elena was the golden retriever.
More so. But yeah. I'd say we have more of a combo.
Yeah, so wait
really
a minute.
Not
Actually,
at
I don't
all.
Know that either of you guys... I think that you guys might both be switches.
Don't say that.
No, Ashley is full black cat. Yeah. Jen is full
I don't
golden
agree
retriever.
With that. No, Ashley has a soft side. Ashley has a soft side.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I absolutely love Factor because it's just really easy to cook on, you know, in a last-minute situation. I'm super busy. And so making something healthy and delicious quickly, that's really important to me. And Factor has me covered.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code CHOSENFAMILY50 at factormeals.com/CHOSENFAMILY50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Can I talk about my update?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am on birth control.
For your
like
eggs.
You just got on it?
To
or
freeze my eggs.
I'm
coming up on 2 weeks. And in order, because guys, freezing your eggs is a fucking process.
Yeah.
Not intended for the working woman, which is weird because it is intended for the working woman. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm on tour and you go in for blood work every day. And you're doing shots every day.
Blood work
so
every
for the
day?
Starting tomorrow for the next 2 weeks, I will
shots.
Be getting
blood work.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting my, because they update the medicine, the stuff to tailor for what's going on with
every
your body.
Every day?
Every day. So as a full-time comedian, I'm going to be waking up at 8 in the morning to go and do my blood. And
that's a lot of blood.
It's a lot of blood. I know, Mac, this is your nightmare. And I only have this 2 week window that I can do this. So I'm on birth control so that I can accurately get these eggs out of me. And then literally the next day I will be on a plane to Salt Lake City. So hopefully that's allowed. I have to talk to my doctor about it. But yeah, I've been on birth control and I went off of my SSRIs about a month ago because I was feeling, you know, better.
Yeah. Oh, so your whole body, there's just chemicals, hormones.
And I got a fucking ulcer. So I have been off of caffeine.
Dude. Oh, no.
I am just.
No wonder you're still on cold plunges.
I
mean, all you have left.
That's, well,
that's
finally.
Yes.
Guys, I am. The birth control has made me so insecure.
Oh,
like,
no.
Seriously, insecure. That fast?
It was
that quick?
Literally the day that I started, I became more of a woman. It's not birth control. It's woman control. And literally I was like, the next day I was like, I'm not that funny. No one likes me. I'm not like I had
seriously.
All these.
Yes. Birth control fucks with you and nobody tells you this.
I had to start the Lexapro again because I was just like, oh, I'm going to die. Like it I don't know how anyone takes it. Obviously, everybody's body is different.
Reacts differently, yeah.
But like, it is such an extreme experience that I'm having. And my tits are massive. Mm-hmm. My tits are fucking huge. And I'm not happy about that. Although I will say, I do think they look better objectively. If I were fucking my clone, I would want her to have these size boobies. They're better. Have I talked to you guys about boob energy?
But I just want to say, just to before we continue the spiral,
why are you interrupting me, Elena? I'm clearly being very coherent.
I'm strapped in. I'm ready for the spiral. But just one thing, this should get better. It doesn't for everybody, but with the birth control, it takes some time to get into the system. I just want for the listener at home, if you're considering going on birth control, please don't take this as like it's a nightmare for everybody. It's not necessarily. It's rough at first. It can be because your body, Ashley, is used to regulating these hormones, producing these hormones on its own. And you are now putting extra hormones in. So it makes sense that you're having an extreme reaction. If you would continue it, for some people, it gets better. Okay, continue. I'm buckled in.
Spiral. So they like put you on this to like make sure that...
For me, it's for the schedule. Not everybody does this. Yes. Okay. If you have like an irregular cycle or like a crazy schedule, they'll put you on it so that they can accommodate it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So my tits are huge. Boob energy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that big boobs, small boobs, whatever. Like I don't think that any one boob is better categorically than another boob. I think it's more about the energy.
Okay, yeah.
And I gotta say,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah. My boobs at this size, different energy.
Okay.
I mean, really, they look perkier even though they're not because of the distribution, like the way that they look.
Does the
bottom of my boob has filled out.
Oh.
In a way that makes it much more shapely.
Does the new boob energy impact the rest of Ashley energy, or is it solely the
boobs? I don't love having massive tits. I'm not gonna lie. It doesn't feel good for me.
But size aside, I mean, does somebody's boob energy, is it connected to the rest of them energy, or is it a separate entity?
Wow.
I believe so.
To which
we
one?
We have to be. Boobs are like, your boob energy flows through your body. It's like your entire... Right.
Yeah.
Like,
I get that.
If you go out, your boobs go with you. If you stay in, your boobs stay with you. Your boobs
and maybe part of the boob energy is the way that you integrate the boob energy with the rest of you energy.
See,
I think they can conflict.
Some people don't want to have massive titties.
Yeah.
And they do. And even those titties are objectively gorgeous.
Right.
The energy is just superb. It makes them feel bad and they got to go.
There's like an anecdotal...
Mac hanging your head. They must... They must go.
No, there's like an anecdotal, I don't know what you'd call it, like a trope or kind of inside joke within the trans community that like it's always the trans people who are getting top surgery that have been given the most beautiful boobs. Like
I've heard it from people
who have had their boobs removed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, it's why? Why was I given the most perfect boobs and I don't want them?
I mean, I've seen some, well, whatever. Anyway, I'm just reminiscing on all the boobs I've seen.
So you're off the birth control in a week?
In a week or so. My first appointment is tomorrow. I'll start the shots tomorrow.
Wow.
I'm really, really nervous.
Yeah.
I am nervous about, like, that it will go well. Mm-hmm. And I'm really nervous about like what my hormones are going to be like, because this birth control experience has been rather unpleasant.
Mildly.
So yeah.
Well, you didn't text back yesterday and I was like, something's not right.
Oh, we were cleaning.
Yeah, but you usually text back.
Mm.
I can't think of a time other than your birthday message where you haven't texted back at all.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm joking.
I'm sorry I didn't text back.
No, I... Oh, my God. This was not supposed to be a guilt trip. It was more of a...
Guys, I'm in a fragile state.
Oh, God.
No. Dad's getting pregnant.
Yeah.
Guys, the fucking... Why do women have to do so much shit to get pregnant? This is crazy. This is
why
ridiculous.
Do women have to do so much shit?
Yes, period.
When you're doing this stuff, it really has you thinking about being a mother, like... every day.
I saw something online yesterday that said it was a woman and she was like, oh, I would love to be a parent if I could be a father.
Mm.
I would love to have kids if I could be a dad.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. But sorry, yeah, I interrupted you again, Ashley. I interrupted you again.
No, I mean, I hope I have these kids, these mm-hmm. eggs, these, you know, mm-hmm. these little clones of me.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the actual, like, process? Like, what is actually freezing your eggs? How do they, like, they...
I don't really understand the chemistry, but you are given a set of eggs at the beginning of your life. You have all your eggs inside of yeah. you. Because you have so many follicles that hold those little eggs. I'm butch. Someone's going to correct me in the comments, but like all of them technically could mature to like be fertilized, but only one does. Mm-hmm. And that's the egg that comes out, goes down the fallopian tube and will mm-hmm. attach to the uterine lining. What freezing your eggs does is it blows up. It nurtures all of those possible eggs into full
huh.
ready eggs.
Okay.
And so they're going to get every one from every follicle, as many as possible, out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically just jacking yourself up with hormones to get all of those eggs ready.
Right.
And they call it like a second, I've heard it referred to as like a second puberty. Like it is a lot of hormones in your body and you get like bloated and hormonal. I'm going to be a mess. I'm going to be a total
bloated,
mess.
Hormonal, suicidal, mildly.
A lot of feelings. Just hating yourself. I mean, I don't know if it'll be the same as the birth control. The birth control is like a different thing. That's like a totally different thing. But it might be, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to be. I did try to crack jokes with my doctor the first time I met him, and he did not think they were funny. So I'm hoping that we have a better relationship moving forward. Oh, doctors are really hard to make laugh.
Huh. Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
They're so serious at the appointments.
The appointments about your health. About your literal health.
Yeah, I guess that's
body.
True.
Future.
Damn, but I will keep, I'm going to learn and I will keep you guys posted.
Yeah, please.
I'm so sorry.
And then when do
so
you
difficult.
Find out? So then they you have the removal okay. or the retrieval.
If it goes well, I'm going to yeah. be so excited.
Yeah.
But you're still planning on like sharing the whole journey.
Yeah, I'm not going to like record all of my, I mean, maybe I should, but you
well,
know.
I'm just thinking about it. Like there's a lot of, there used to like be no queer content at all. And now I feel like there are certain avenues that are very, that are flourishing, I guess. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of like queer people that are producing that kind of content. But the
thirst traps.
Baby thing. Yeah, we're totally handling the thirst trap area actually. So don't worry about that. But for you, babies.
Yeah,
that area is like, there's just nothing there. I think of like, I think Rose and Rosie
oh,
kind of
I thought you were
going to
say, oh, there's, yeah, no, there's a bunch of channels actually that talk about their
really?
IVF. Yeah, there's more
Never
and
mind,
more,
then.
which is great. So it
oh,
really,
the dope
yeah.
posters, actually.
Well,
I was
it's
to say,
like,
it'd
a,
be like really helpful
I've already
people,
said
but...
it. I'll just let you guys know if it goes well or, I mean, all I've already had preliminary stuff, right? Like I know I have a good follicle count. I know I have above average of this certain hormone that means that you have like a lot of eggs. So
you're, another day, another victory
yeah, yeah.
for the OG.
What was that? What was that?
What? It's like an audio. It's like this gamer guy. You go, another day, another victory for the OG. That's you, actually, but with your eggs.
I never heard that.
Really?
I like the subtle finger,
the
too.
The among us.
As you explained it.
Sorry, what was that day? Second one?
What?
Another. What was that second one? Sweats?
Taking down the sweeps. I don't really know the word. I just know the way it sounds.
Okay.
Another day, another victory for the OG. That's funny.
Well, thank you. Elena, it's your turn.
Another day, another victory for the OG. Why did you sound the most like the original audio?
Actually, okay. After your kid's born, I'm going to like sit on a park bench with them and be like, you don't know what your mom went through. I remember. It was you.
Yes, we were there.
I remember what it was like. And then they're going to come home and they're going to have just a newfound appreciation. Because you can't tell them that. Because then it's like guilt tripping. But I can tell them.
I think
it's
for
true.
Me, and I am going to cry saying this, what this represents, I've had some setbacks. And mm-hmm. what this represents for me is like security. That like I can have a baby in like many years and it will still be okay. Mm-hmm, even yeah. if I need to like get a surrogate or something, like I will have this there when I am ready, because I am not ready today. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and having a kid is important to me. So it's both like for me, for my life, for Jen's life, mm-hmm. and also for this kid to be healthy and have like, you know, because that's also really important. This is such a touchy subject, but like, you know, I would do whatever I had to do as a mom, obviously. But if there's a way that I can guarantee or like boost the odds that my kid will be born healthy, then I'm going to do that, you know? Like,
well, and
yeah.
It's, yeah, I see that online. Like, I've started to see people talking about saying like, you know, I hope my baby is healthy. I hope I just have a healthy, happy baby. That's all that matters to me. And I'm hearing people talk about how that's ableist to say that you want the baby to be healthy. And I think when I think about what you're saying and trying to increase your chances of having a quote-unquote healthy baby. It's like you want the baby to have the easiest life possible.
Yeah, this you're is not, a hard one. Yeah, it's like hard to talk about.
You're not because saying, it implies, well, I'm going to love my child less if they're neurodivergent or if they're if they have a disability of some kind. You're not saying that.
Yeah.
You're saying that if I could choose to have a child that would have an easier life, that's what I want to increase my chances of.
Yeah. You can take these things to their extremes, but it doesn't really work that way. You just, life gives you what it's going to give you.
Mm-hmm.
And we all do things every day to make sure that we are our healthiest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're caring for ourselves. This is something that I'm doing to care for myself and for this future child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not saying, we're not judging anybody. We're not saying, because we just don't know. You just do your best every day.
Mm-hmm. I think that the thing that maybe is, like, rightfully so, we need to figure out a better way to do it, is when you say healthy, it's almost like you're implying that having some sort of disability or neurodivergence is unhealthy. Like, it's almost like there's an implication. Sure. And so I think that's the part where it's a linguistics thing where we need to figure out a way that saying healthy doesn't exclude neurodivergence, doesn't exclude disability.
But I don't think it, like, I have a disability that blows.
Right. Like, yes. So maybe it's a cultural shift that needs to happen in terms of the understanding that, like, because you, Ashley, you could say, oh, I am healthy. I keep myself healthy.
Yeah.
Because having a disability doesn't exclude you from health.
Right.
It seems like the world is less set up for certain groups of people. Like, it's just
totally
more difficult.
Yeah.
But
and that's a societal problem. And it's so.
Yeah.
It falls on the minority to, like, solve the problems that are not their own making, in so many ways. Yeah, it's a tricky one to.
It's really just tricky to talk about, but also I'd just like on behalf of people who are struggling with shit, I just, like, want to extend those people who are saying that some grace. I don't think that they're talking about you. They could be talking about, like, serious conditions that might kill the baby at birth.
Mm-hmm,
you know, like, we don't really know what they mean by that. And, you know, let's just, like, I'm tired of, like, all the phrases having to be perfect. We live with a language that is imperfect. It's never going to cover all of us, you know? Anyway, that is my big update. Maybe we should go to a question.
Mac had an update, though.
We have marriage and babies from you guys.
Wow. Yeah.
This
marriage update, baby update, moving in updates from both of you too. We're like our like relationship
domestic
lives are,
AF.
We're domestic AF.
So I know you guys hate when I, like, make videos for us and I, like, want to show it on the podcast because obviously we can't show things on pod. But this will get posted on the podcast
audio.
Instagram. This will get posted on the podcast Instagram story the day this episode goes live.
Okay.
Listener, if you're listening to this episode, go on to the Chosen Family Instagram. Follow them, please. Actually,
we will be dropping this video on the Patreon in advance of the Instagram.
Yes, we will do that a week in advance.
Okay, so let's make a note of that quickly. So smart. Let's make a note so what actually happens.
Otherwise, if you're late and you didn't join the Patreon at Chosen Family Patreon, at Chosen Family Patreon, patreon.com/chosenfamily. Chosen Family Podcast? patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast.
And Instagram is at Chosen Family Pod.
Instagram is at Chosen Family Pod. These will be dropping. If you guys will check your phones, I sent you both the video in invisible text. I would like you guys to please watch the video now.
Oh, we've got invisible text.
It has sound also, so make sure
playing.
You listen to the sound.
It's playing. Oh, wow. Oh, this is beautiful. Okay. Mac is holding documents. This is so loud in my ears. Mac is holding documents. She's got a picture that would appear to potentially be a passport photo. She's crying. She's crying outside of an official-looking office.
Are you actually crying?
Oh, no, Mac. I'm so proud of you. I have to pause this.
Don't pause it. Watch it all the way through.
You said loan and behold.
Behold.
Is that the saying?
I threw this together.
Sorry, seriously, is that it's the not. Saying?
Oh my god, this is so funny.
Wait, I paused it. Okay, I'm back.
This
1 week
so
later.
Funny, there's pictures of all of it around Europe. Oh my god. This is so funny. Why are there pictures of beans? Why is there just a picture of beans?
Because of the British.
Wow.
Oh my god, that was
this
really
is so
funny.
Emotional. For
oh
anybody
god, that
just
was
listening,
funny.
Imagine the song that like the
Enya. Only Time by Enya.
Yes, that's playing very loud.
You know
oh,
what
wow.
that song is famous for?
Being fucking amazing.
9/11. After 9/11 happened, they like did a heroes song and they like mixed that together with like clips of
and
interviews with like firefighters
why Mac
and stuff
chose
like that.
That song.
It was so Mac, wow. I'm so proud of you, bud.
Wow, you have your passport.
Guys, it literally came in like 5 days later. I was amazed. Because my girlfriend went with me and she was like, don't expedite it, because if you expedite it, more people try to expedite it, so then it comes way longer. Which
oh.
doesn't make sense, but I think it worked because
she's a
I did a regular.
It does.
And it
sometimes.
Came 5 days later.
Wow.
So guys.
You did it.
Catch you in Europe. I'll catch you guys overseas, huh? Elena, I might be up there in Canada pretty soon. You don't know.
Mac, I'm really proud
come
of you.
Come to Vancouver.
Was it hard, Mac?
Yeah.
Why
did
you
go?
Tell the people at home who like when they have are daunted by an impossible task?
Oh, did you see have you heard of body doubling?
What?
Did you guys see those comments? I had never heard of this,
body
but this
doubling?
Is apparently yeah, for I don't know if it's for ADHD, autism, or just like various neurodivergence. There's like a kind of a trick or like a tool that they call body doubling, which is literally what you were describing with your girlfriend, saying that like to go to these appointments and to do these things, you just want her to come with you. There's something actually helpful for certain people about just having another person present that somehow makes tasks feel accomplishable.
It also makes you feel, so I know true. For me, like similarly, I'll just like tell people my goal or like say that I'm doing something publicly because it holds me accountable. Like we booked the time and now you've like wasted these other people's time if you don't go through with it. So like sometimes that can just to being held accountable.
Well, that clearly didn't work for me with this, but but the body doubling did.
Okay, so tell us about it. Yeah, was it hard? What was the, how did you finally manage it?
It wasn't hard. This feels so like no, it's not.
No, but like
hard.
What changed? Like, what changed?
Yeah,
this
what
took,
changed?
It took a year. So what changed?
Honestly, being somewhere and not like knowing that I don't need to move around anymore. Because I was like, okay, I just can have it here. I can get it sent somewhere. I like I'm not moving around. I don't have to worry about which like I could have had it done anywhere. But I don't know why mentally that like. That was like a block for me. Like when I was in Florida or even when I was back in Springfield visiting, when I was somewhere temporary, I was like, I shouldn't do it right now because I'm not.
You didn't have an address.
I do really bad when I'm like not in a stable environment and like have A, B, and C going on a day. But honestly, no, it was not hard. That feels so
when
exciting.
Are you going to get your mail from Springfield?
Mattia, okay. Mattia's going to bring it
you
with
have
her when she comes.
Packages.
Don't
yeah,
you,
she's just
you...
bringing everything. I left my shark vacuum there.
Oh, shark vacuum.
Yeah, I'm going to make her put it in her suitcase because my little brother stole my shark vacuum. And so my sister has to bring it.
What's a shark vacuum?
It's a vacuum that looks like a shark.
It's just a great cleaning equipment piece.
Vacuum in the shape of a shark.
It's very efficient.
Should we take some listener questions? Because I feel like we haven't done that in years.
Yes, that's
true. Did you say
vacuum
in a shape of a shark?
Yeah, I said, is
guys,
that what it is?
Did you know that there's an island here called Catalina Island that is the great white capital of the world? Sharks everywhere around it. I think we might go for my birthday.
So I'm going to go to a listener question from, if you join us on our Patreon.
Make sure you bring your binoculars.
Patreon.com.
So you can see those fins.
Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast. We have a private Discord where people ask help. People ask help. People ask questions. Sorry, someone in their question said, please, I need help. So then that is what came out.
They just said, wait, someone in our Patreon just wrote, please, I need help.
Yes. Well, then followed by
brother,
a question.
Brother, don't we all?
Followed by a question, but
that might have been one of the clones.
Scanning, please, I need help. Oh, it's a serious question. We shouldn't be laughing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I don't know that we are the people to ask this.
I'm an expert. Lay it
okay.
on me.
Okay, here we go. This person says, please, I need help. I'm a trans man, and I recently got accused of being transphobic when I became less interested in a potential sexual partner when I learned they have a vulva. We all hate the idea of someone asking what's in our pants, but I'm really only sexually attracted to people with penises. It's literally the female region that I'm not attracted to. I realized this with my most recent ex, who is also a trans man without a penis. I myself have not had any downstairs surgery. So I fully understand the feeling of disappointment of somebody liking me until they found out the dreaded what's in my pants. But I completely understand the turnoff if it's just someone you want for sex and not feelings. Can there not be a difference between having a preference and being transphobic?
Yeah, I mean, this no one wants. Can I just say this is a conversation that no one wants to have because there is this really strong reaction one way or the other based on your answer. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really important that the conversation is being had because, like, what are we supposed to do until we have these conversations? And they are messy conversations. You know what I mean?
Because, like, there's no black and white cut and dry answer. There's that's what makes it a difficult question or like an important conversation. Can I read what somebody responded to? Somebody in the in the chat, like in the private Discord.
Yeah.
You can only get access to it through our Patreon. This is something that I've also noticed. People in the Discord are like also offering each other support apart from answering the questions, which I think is really lovely. Mm-hmm. So somebody responded to that and said, there is definitely a difference between preferences and transphobia, and I'm sorry you're being accused of the latter. People are allowed to have preferences. Gay men aren't misogynists for not finding women or vulvas attractive. You're allowed to like what you like, so I hope you don't take these accusations to heart. And then somebody else said, trans femme here. I don't think that's transphobic at all. Some people are attracted to a single genital region, and if the other person doesn't have it, oh well. It'd be transphobic if you were bi, but rejected trans vulva. Well, they said a more explicit word, but I'm not saying it. But you just don't like vulvas. It's not transphobic to be attracted to one genital set and not the other.
Mm, interesting. That's interesting.
And that's coming from another trans person.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm like, none of us are trans here. So it's
I was
going to
say, I feel really
uncomfortable
saying, having the conversation without like trans people being in the room.
I think a lot of where people are talking about transphobia is like, it is a different experience when like someone is on hormones that like changes the way, you know, someone's
changes the
genitals and like all this stuff. So there's so many things that you don't necessarily know going into that experience. And I think people, you know, I'm speaking for a community that I don't represent, but having spoken to many people and like read a lot, it sounds like people just want like sort of open-mindedness and kindness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think like being able to know that, or at least know what you're open to and being forthright about it, I think is really important. And I think that person did the right thing because I think what everyone's trying to avoid is a situation where you're exposed so vulnerably and someone gets hurt in that process during like a sexual experience.
Yeah.
I think we also, what people forget during this conversation is that there is such a spectrum of genitals, like genital.
It's true.
not expression, but like the way that people's genitals look is so varied. Like yeah. there are like clitorises come in all sorts of different sizes, right? And people forget that, as well as like penises come in all sorts of different sizes. It's not so easy to separate those two. That all exists on a spectrum as well. I think mm-hmm. that the thing that people are trying to avoid, which we all, the three of us here, want to avoid as well, is implying that trans women aren't real women or that trans men aren't real men. Yeah. And that somehow your genitals equals your gender, which it absolutely does not. So the question is, how do you navigate the question of attraction without invalidating somebody's gender right. identity? Well, it's like telling anybody that you don't find them attractive, right? I feel like, is there a way for us to put this conversation in that box rather than a conversation around which gender right. am I attracted right. to, and totally. Therefore,
that's so true. Yeah.
therefore, which genitals but am I attracted to? It's like,
but
how
I
do
think
we...
that's the hard part, right? Yes. Is at some point you're having a conversation about what is going on there, and that's like a heartbreaking conversation over and over and over again for trans people.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
So like, yeah, I understand like how difficult that waiting for that conversation to happen mm-hmm. and like, oh my God, yeah. are they going to still be yeah. into me? And like all this stuff, like that's
and
gotta
knowing
be
if you're safe or not, like to have mm-hmm. the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, and I wonder if we could, to try and bring it more into a realm of something that like we have experience with and can speak on, could it be, and also to, I'm trying to like pull it out of the, there's an intensity to this conversation that doesn't mm-hmm. exist in a conversation around how do I tell a partner that I have EDS? How do I tell a partner, like something that is invisible until mm-hmm. you disclose
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
And that might change the way that somebody feels about you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, how can we have this conversation in that context?
Yeah.
Because it's less like, that's the question really, is like, is it okay to change the way that you feel about somebody when they disclose something to you that is like, that is invisible, right? That's maybe the heart of it.
Yeah, and you do have to do some deep soul searching about whether or not the answer is yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, it's like it's someone's identity butting up against someone else's identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Like that's why it's so, I think, passionate, is because yeah. people yeah. feel like they've fought for their sexuality and other people are fighting for their gender. You know?
Yeah. Well, and
the stakes are very high for each person.
Yes. And it's mm-hmm. about, I guess, how do you navigate these things with compassion and kindness and
open-mindedness. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always felt like, how do you know until you get to that point? Like, it's such a,
that's
for
true
me
too.
When I
that's
think about
the open-mindedness
it, like,
it's
such a, like, I wouldn't cross that bridge until I came to it type of thing. Because like, I think me and my girlfriend had a conversation about this one time, and I was like, if I thought about it through the lens of like, if she was trans, I'm like, mm-hmm. fuck yeah, I would be with her. Like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of just like, I don't know. I don't feel
if
like
she you're saying if she transitioned?
If yeah, she was if a trans she was woman. Male to female and like, this was my partner right now.
Oh,
and
got
like
it.
She had transitioned to being female. Then yeah. like, I'm like, yeah, I would absolutely be with her. Like, I wouldn't mm-hmm. think about it, but it's just, I feel like it's hard for people to conceptualize it unless it's actually a situation with real feelings involved with a person. Like mm-hmm. there's so many people that aren't in these situations that have like such vocal opinions about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to like invalidate anybody's feelings about it because people have very strong feelings about it. And I think that there's just a way to be kind and compassionate about it that everybody can remember and like everybody can participate in, and it doesn't cost anyone anything. And
yeah. Yeah. I think what's happening is like so many people who get vehement about not dating trans people.
Yeah.
That it gets like lumped into yeah. like, you know, within the queer community, a situation like this person is describing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like obviously this person just is not attracted to vulvas and like can't change that, unable to change that, right? So like, but there are also people out there where it's like, would this have mattered if you didn't know? You know,
well,
and then and that's like a totally different situation.
So maybe that's the difference, is it's this person is saying, I am not attracted to vulvas. They're not saying, I am not attracted to trans people. That's the, maybe that's the difference.
And people
the,
should write in. I'd love to hear.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I feel like we should have a guest for this.
I've been thinking,
seriously.
Like, we need,
that would be a really
we are,
good.
We need a trans person in the room. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. It just seems like case by case basis, just having really kind, open conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I think it's very clear, I would hope, to everybody listening to our audience that like trans women are women, trans men are men. Like we, that is not a question. The inclusion of trans people in the queer community, in whichever, whatever, gender identity, all of that is not a question. And I guess I really feel like the difference is saying like, I would not date a trans person. That to me is transphobic. And it's not how I feel. I don't think it's how any of you feel.
This conversation is so hard to have. But I also think that, I don't know which one of you said it, but having it, I think, is so important, because it seems like when we don't have it, it's like hostility builds. And
well,
then-
that's where you get like these kind of knee-jerk reactions that are people are so afraid. It politicizes like just someone's dating life.
And maybe what we should stress, because maybe what's more helpful, is not to focus on the people that are excluding trans people. Maybe not to focus on the people who are saying, no, I would not do this, or focusing on what happens when somebody is not attracted to you, and more focus on the fact that there are so many people out there within the queer community, outside the queer community, like trans people, non-trans people who love and adore. There are trans people who are in beautiful relationships. If you are somebody who is, you know, worried about that, it's similar to figuring out that you're gay or figuring out that you're queer and being like, oh no, am I gonna find somebody? Now I'm different. And you are.
Yeah.
And hopefully none of this feels like it's minimizing the transphobia that does still very much exist. I just, I think, like Mac, what you were saying about how, like, if your girlfriend was trans, like, it wouldn't change anything. You know, I feel the same way. Well, and then, you know, this kind of follows. Someone else says, what do I do after being rejected? A lot of questions about how slash if slash when to tell somebody that you're into them. But now I have, and I've been rejected, and I'm okay with that. But it's also a shot to my pride in a way. What's the best remedy? What have you guys done in the past to get over rejection or breakups?
Oh, man. I mean, like, I feel like we've talked about this a little bit, but I just stay really active. Anytime I'm like feeling sad or down about anything, like I am making a to-do list and going through all of it, like staying super, super active. Cause I find there's plenty of time for me to feel sad. I can always work feeling sad
work
into my
in.
Schedule, you know, like there's always time for that. Yeah. So just like, you know, staying active, seeing friends, you know, rejection specifically is really tough. And I wouldn't know a lot about that. but I imagine the people going, look at this face. Come on.
look at that hair. Look at that head of hair.
Oh man. Did I ever tell you guys my, rejection story?
No.
The worst
the single
rejection.
One, the only one.
I
no,
mean,
you've
there
never
was a
told
girl
us
a
the
few...
only story.
Of course I've been rejected. I guess the way to avoid rejection is to really tiptoe. Like
right, but once
you've
you gotta been
put
rejected.
Out... Yeah,
it's
I feel
late.
Like I think my secret to not being rejected is I really don't go all in unless I'm pretty certain I'm gonna get the result that I want.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then if they say they're not interested, you just go, I wasn't hitting on you. That's what
does. Just a bit of gaslighting real quick.
Yeah, it sounds
just
very
some
male.
Light gaslighting.
You were ugly anyway.
No, but you know what I mean. Like to avoid that.
Uh-huh.
to avoid that possibility. But
what's
one time, I have two, but okay. The first one's very short. One time I went on a few dates with this girl, and on the last date I was like, we had hooked up, and the hookup went really well. And then we hung out again, and I was like feeling her like kind of pulling away. Mm-hmm. And I, at the end of the date, she was just like, well, bye. And I was like, I knew in my heart something was wrong, but like, I didn't know what was wrong. And so I was like, this is so cringy, guys. Ugh, it's the worst. I was like,
I'm ready for
it. Can I kiss you? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? Well, now I'm not going to walk back. I'm not going to. So we like had this kiss where I was like,
you're like, this so is bad. Yeah.
Oh, no. So, and then of course, like later got the text, like, I'm not interested, but I was like, I don't know. Why go on the date with me? Why did we do this whole thing?
Why did she do that to you?
I don't know. But the best, and this, I've talked about this on the other pod, the best like slap in the face of rejection that I ever got. I was at a wedding and this girl is flirting with me. She's straight, but she's flirting with me hardcore. Mm-hmm. I said to all my friends, I said, sit with us, watch this happen. If you think she's flirting with me, get up and leave so that I can make my move. All of my friends, amazing, get up and leave. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm in it. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. So what I do in this situation is I have a line. Whereas I don't know if they're gay or like whatever's happening. My line is, so what's happening here?
Okay. That was like the most sitcom thing you've ever. I just my bank put a laugh track behind that after you said it. Yes.
It doesn't say, hey, are you gay? Like it really just totally puts the ball in their court and they don't have to make any decisions. Mm-hmm. If they give me the cutesy, I don't know. Like I'm like, great, I can like do my thing now.
This. Yeah.
But this girl literally, I was like, so what's happening here? And then this girl went, what are you talking about?
Oh.
And I went,
oh no.
Well, now I'm in trouble. I've never
You said
so
that?
What's your exit line?
No, I said, well, I doubled down and I went, I thought I was getting a vibe. And then
voice
she went
a little higher every time.
Yeah, just getting a vibe. And then she goes, no. Yeah, straight up.
Okay,
and
but
I was
good
like,
for her. No
good
way.
Good for her.
No, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was rather upsetting for me for a few days.
Yeah. So then what did you do? How did you recover?
Oh, man, I probably had sex with someone else.
Well,
if
exactly.
I'm being totally
That's my
honest.
I'm like a throw yourself back out there. That was
about to say. Even if you're not like seeing people or hooking up with people, just reminding yourself how many other single people exist out in the world that are looking for other people to not be single with.
Yeah.
I feel you like are living in thing. The best time. Back in my day, during one of my breakups 10 years ago, I hit the bottom of OkCupid.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, go on to, you know, Tinder, Hinge, swipe, match with a few people.
Ashley, are you on Raya? Oh,
no, I'm not on Raya.
Keep hearing
Dude,
about
that
this.
Would be a great YouTube video. Or maybe if you can't put that on YouTube, I don't know.
Why?
Isn't that the point of Raya, is that it's like exclusive and secret?
Yeah, I didn't know if it was like private, like you can't.
I'm not good at the apps. Like I just, it takes energy and commitment. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, my open relationship is so like, they have to walk right by me. It has to be so opportunistic.
Yeah. But for this person who's been rejected, get on the apps.
I mean, I don't know if this is going to help, but like, it's just natural to feel like no one's ever going to want you.
Yeah. And it's natural to feel hurt and to have your pride bruised. And I don't think that's something we need to avoid. Like, it's.
All right, guys, what do we have for dinner?
What do we have for dinner?
What did we talk about? What did
amniotic fluid, the placenta.
Ew.
We ate
our
baguettes.
Baby's placenta. Why
because
baguettes?
We're going to Europe.
And that's where all beans. Baguettes come from. Beans.
We had the beans. We had did you guys beans. Like the beans, be honest?
I thought the beans were hilarious.
I didn't get it.
Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamin. Edited by Danny Jewell. Executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever!